Last week we were talking a little bit about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that applies only once a year on the night of the Seder, as opposed to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which applies every night of the year, every day of the year, which is something that we have to do every single day of our lives. And the Achronim are wondering what exactly is the difference between the nature of the mitzvah of Sipur on the night of the Seder and the nature of the mitzvah of Zechira that we have every day. Reb Chaim famously pointed out there are three distinctions, and that's what we mentioned last week. We spoke about women's obligations. Now let's move a little bit forward. We'll talk about the ha'ara that somebody made last week, and that was, when we talk about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have every day of our lives. So generally we assume that we perform that mitzvah when we say the paragraphs in between Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei, we say V'yatzev V'nachon, and there we talk all about Kriyas Yamsuf, we talk all about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we talk all about the miracles that took place by Makas Bechoris. So somebody asked last week, who was in the shir, when a person just simply says the Shiras Hayam every day, shouldn't that suffice? Shouldn't that be good enough? Why do we have to have a new way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? After all, we've already said it during the Psukah de Zimra when we speak about the encounter that we had at the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the truth is, this is a very good question, and it's one that's raised by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s, and the Magen Avraham says the following. After all, says the Magen Avraham, we have a Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara discusses, what are the parameters of fulfilling this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Says the Gemara, even if a person says a halacha that is relevant to the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is also going to be good enough as fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, Kol Shekein, if all you have to do is say a halacha, and it's good enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, certainly if you say Az Yashir, and you recount the whole story, and you talk about all the miracles that took place on Yetzias Mitzrayim, certainly, says the Magen Avraham, you should be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, the Chasam Sofer lived about 100 years later. The Chasam Sofer is in the 1700s. Very much opposed to this comment of the Magen Avraham, and he has two reasons why. Reason number one, he says, is the following. The Magen Avraham argues that as long as you say Shiras Hayam, as long as you say Az Yashir, now again, very often I'm davening, Psukah de Zimra is way too fast for me, and I haven't come early enough, I don't always have a chance to say all the Psukah de Zimra, I don't always have the chance to say Az Yashir. Again, we try to make it up afterward, but we're talking about somebody who actually has the chance to say every word of Az Yashir. Is that good enough? Says the Magen Avraham, good enough. Says the Magen Avraham, not good enough. Number one, it's not good enough because the Chazal instituted that the proper way to daven Shmona Esrei is to have a lead-up. First, you do Psukah de Zimra. After Psukah de Zimra, you go ahead and you talk about Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. You talk about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. After that, we have Geula L'Tfilah. You try to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim right before you daven. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, why would a person want to be Yotzei the obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim B'diyeved by saying it earlier and taking care of your obligation with Az Yashir when you could do it properly later on when you say everything the way you're supposed to say it? So number one, he says, Stam Das, the regular, how do you translate Stam Das? No, not general consensus. The without anyone thinking in either direction. If a person just has a blank mind, not thinking in either direction, we assume, why would I want to be Yotze my mitzvah with Az Yashir instead of doing it in the right way, the way Chazal set up the mitzvah? So that's Taina number one. But even if you don't say like that, says the Chasam Sofer, he has a more fundamental issue. Leaving the Kavana issues aside, and whether I had in mind or I didn't have in mind to be Yotze the mitzvah, he says, still I think there's a problem. Why? Ki rachmana kapit, because when the Torah outlines the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says, Leman tizkar es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. You have to remember the day that you left Mitzrayim. When did Kriyas Yamsuf happen? After that. That was 7 days later. That wasn't on the day that they left Mitzrayim. They were running away from the Mitzrayim for 7 days. So if the Torah says the Chasam Sofer, if the Torah says you have to remember yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, Az Yashir is not going to be good enough. That wasn't on the day you left Mitzrayim. That was later on. Yes, it was a part of the overall story, but that's not going to be good enough. That's the opinion of the Chasam Sofer. He disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Again, Magen Avraham was 100 years before him. And that's why he feels that Az Yashir would not suffice. Az Yashir would not be good enough, although it's a beautiful song. It's a very important part of the Psukah de Zimra. But it would not be good enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. What's interesting is the Chasam Sofer was born in 1762. His father-in-law, later on in life, was Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger was born in 1761, so he ended up being a year younger than his father-in-law. How did that happen? Interesting story. Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a daughter. He had a number of children. His wife died. He married someone else. Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a number of children. One of his daughters married a great tzaddik by the name of Rav Avram Moshe Kalischer. That was a student of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and later became his son-in-law. And then, one fine day, he has a heart attack. His wife is 22 years old. They had two young children, and he died on the spot. And that was it. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's daughter is left without a husband, and she's a widow, and she has two children to look after, and he was concerned that what's going to be with my daughter. So he sends a letter to the Rav in the next town over, who was the great Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, and he sends him a letter. The Rav in Pressburg, maybe you have a big community, you have a big town, a big shul, maybe you know somebody who is a widower, would be interested in marrying my 22-year-old daughter who just lost her husband. So the Chassam Sofer goes and he reads the shidduch to someone in his community. It just so happened to be the Chassam Sofer had just lost his first wife. He was significantly older than the 22-year-old daughter of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But people in the community said, why are you reading the shidduch to someone else? Why don't you read the shidduch for yourself? It's a good idea. In the end, that's what happened. He marries the daughter of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even though the age gap was so stark and it was so pronounced, but yet he married her anyway, and they lived happily ever after. So he later on became his son-in-law. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Shulchan Aruch writes that his son-in-law, Rav Moshe Sofer, who was great Chassam Sofer, he says, has a question against the Magen Avraham, and he doesn't like that the Magen Avraham argues that Shiras Hayam is good enough. How can he say that Oz Yashir is good enough? That's not Yom Seisham Eretz Mitzrayim. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, La Nias Daiti, in my opinion, Emes Befiv, my son-in-law is right, not just because he's my son-in-law, he's right because he's right. The Medrash says, Shana Rabba Seinu, the Medrash says explicitly, Hakore es Hashma, somebody who recites the Shema, Tzarech Lahazkir Kriyas Yamsuf, you have to say not only the story of Kriyas Yamsuf, but you also have to talk about Makas Bechoros and Emes V'yatsa. Why Makas Bechoros? I already did Kriyas Yamsuf. The answer is, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you don't say Makas Bechoros, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Why? Because the Mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, that was not on the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Mantiskar is Yom Seisham, the Eretz Mitzrayim is, you have to talk about Makas Bechoros that happened on the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and not only about the Kriyas Yamsuf that took place a week later. So that's an interesting discussion. Mishneh Berurah talks about this issue. He quotes the Magen Avraham, he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he doesn't quote all the stories here, but he says this is a big machlokas, and if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is the Shulchan Aruch of the Balatanya, so he writes, look, I'm not sure how do you come to a conclusion about such an issue? We have a major machlokas achronim, the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Chassam Sofer, what do we do? So he says, look, when it comes to a mitzvah saseh darai, so we don't take any chances. So he says, we would try our best not just to be yotze the mitzvah with us yashir, you should try your best to say it the proper way when you say Emes V'yatzev and you recount the story of Makas Bechoros as well. That's really when you have the fulfillment of the obligation. So we have a mitzvah on Pesach, as we said, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah every day of the year of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's interesting that in this week's parasha we talk about Shabbos. And in the Shabbos we say Kiddush at the very onset of Shabbos. In the Kiddush we say Ki Hu Yom Tchila L'Mikroi Kodesh Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is also meant to be a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is very nice, because if you read the psukim in our parsha, it would seem to be that that's what the psukim say. Psukim say in our parsha, Zachar es yam haShabbos leKadsho, and it goes through the whole story, Ki sheish es yam imasa Hashem es haShamayim v'Haaretz. Hey, whoa, we're supposed to remind ourselves of Shabbos? You tell me it's Zechel amayis haBereishis in Parshas Yisro. Yet in the Kiddush we say, Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's going on? Is Shabbos Kiddush supposed to be something that reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Or is Shabbos supposed to be something that reminds us of Hashem? And here you find the discrepancy between the two luchos. It's not a machlokas between the Kiddush that we say and the luchos that we have in this week's parsha. It's a machlokas between the luchos and parshas, the Aseres HaDibros and Parshas Yisro, and the Aseres HaDibros and Parshas Va'eschanan. In Parshas Yisro, as we mentioned, we say that the reason why we keep Shabbos is because Sheishas Yom Masa Hashem. And yet in Parshas Va'eschanan, in the luchos Shnios, we're told, Shamer es yom haShabbos leKadsho, v'zacharta ki eved ha'isa be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yotziyat Hashem Elokeinu misham b'yad chazak v'zera netui, al kein tzivcha Hashem Elokecha lasos es yom haShabbos. So we have a discrepancy between the two psukim. On the one hand, we have Shabbos is supposed to be a commemoration of Yitzias Mitzrayim. On the other hand, we have Shabbos is supposed to be a commemoration of Brias HaOlam. So which one is it? This is the kasha that the Ramban asks on Parshas Va'eschanan, and he says, how do we try to reconcile this major discrepancy? What is Shabbos supposed to remind us of? What is a person's mind supposed to be thinking about on Shabbos? Now, most people don't think about anything, but we're supposed to take time to think about something. So are we supposed to be thinking about Kisheshes Yom Masa Hashem, about the wonders of creation, or are we supposed to be thinking about the wonders of Kriyas Yamsev? Which one is it? Says the Ramban in Parshas Va'eschanan as follows. He says, obviously, the most important thing to always remember in life is Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem. The Ribono Shel Olam is the one that recreates the world every day. He created the world in the beginning of the world's existence. Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem. Then he continues to do that today, and he continues to sustain us with everything that we need. That's the most critical reminder that a person always has to have on their minds. However, says the Ramban, the problem is there was no one alive at the time to actually remember that miracle. There was no one alive at the time of the creation of the world who can say, I was there and I saw that God created this and that God created that. How do we know this? The only reason why we know about the creation of the world is because we have a Masorah, we have a tradition. Our parents have told us, our grandparents told us, this is something to believe in. Says the Ramban, it's very difficult for a person to actually come to an understanding or a belief of something that they or nobody they ever knew actually experienced it. Therefore, says the Ramban, the way to remind ourselves that the Ribono Shel Olam is the all-powerful, is the one who can control the world, is the one who does everything in our world, is to remind ourselves of something that we actually did experience. Says the Ramban, we remind ourselves of the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's something that all of our grandparents saw. That's what they call in psychology memory. Something that's a collective memory is something that becomes real to us. Once we know that Kriyas Yamsuv is something that's real, once we know that it's something that we do relate to and it's something that we believe with all of our hearts actually took place and actually happened to our great-grandparents, to our ancestors, that will be able to remind us, oh, once we see the Ribono Shel Olam is all-powerful, once we see what he can do, it now can be understandable to us that he also created the world. Says the Ramban, the real axis, the real point of everything in our world is to remind ourselves, Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem, to have such a strong belief in God that he's the one that created the world originally, he's the one that continues to sustain the world. But the way to come to that understanding, the way to come to that recognition is by reminding ourselves of something that's a little bit more tangible, of something that's experiential to us, something that we all live through. So that's why we have this discrepancy between the two luchos. On the one hand, you have Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem. That's the reason why we keep Shabbos. It's to commemorate the original 6 days of creation. On the other hand, we have the reason why we're supposed to think about Shabbos. The reason why we keep Shabbos is because we came out of Mitzrayim. So which one is it? The answer is it's a little bit of both. As we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it gives us a perspective onto believing as well that there was a Briyas HaOlam, that the Ribono Shel Olam is the one who brought about Briyas Shamayim Va'aretz, who created everything and who sustains us with everything that we have. So although we have a mitzvah every day of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, although we have a mitzvah on Shabbos of reminding ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's supposed to remind us way back to the days of Briyas HaOlam as well, the Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis that Limos HaMashiach, when it comes to the times of Mashiach, Ben Zoma is of the opinion, we will no longer have the mitzvah of reminding ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why not? How do we get rid of a mitzvah? How come it only applies today and it's not going to apply then? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Navi. The Navi says, Hine yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem. God promises us that days will come. V'lo ye'amer od. We will no longer say, Chai Hashem, praised is God asher helez b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. We will no longer need to extol the virtues of God and say, you are the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. You're the one who performed the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuv. Ki im Chai Hashem. The miracles that will take place in the times of Mashiach are going to be so overwhelming. They're going to overpower everything. They're going to outshine everything we've ever experienced in our history. And therefore, we're no longer going to need to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim or Kriyas Yamsuv. That's what we're going to experience at the time of Mashiach, says the Navi. And we're going to say, Chai Hashem Asher Helev Asher Hevi Azera Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Tzafona U'mikol Ha'aretzos Asher Hidachtim Sham, says the Navi. We will talk about the fact that God brought us back from Eretz Tzafona, from all the countries, from all the places where he threw us into exile. That's what we look forward to. So although it's very important that we think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, although it's important that we remind ourselves of the experience of Briyas Shamayim Va'aretz, what we look forward to is the time when we're going to forget about all of that. The Navi promises us we're going to have an experience of miracles at the time of Mashiach, at the time of Liyasid Lavo, that's going to outshine everything, that's going to make us forget about everything it is that we've experienced up until now, all the miracles we've been blessed to have lived through and have experienced on our own are ones that are going to be forgotten when we have the ultimate miracle of the Jews returning to Eretz Yisrael, B'shuv Hashem Hashiv Astian Hayinu Kecholmim. It's going to be like a dream, something we've never been able to imagine before. It's something we cannot put our imagination around. It's something we cannot understand, but it's something that we hope that we will be looking forward to see with our own eyes. V'sechazena inenu. That's what we daven for. Not just that it should be a miracle that will happen, but it's something that our own eyes should see, that our own feelings should be able to experience, that our own bodies should be able to be a part of. Yehi ratzon shenizkeh, that all of our tefillos that we daven for the return of Yerushalayim, for the return of Eretz Yisrael, that all the kibbutz galiyos should take place, it should happen, v'sechazena einenu, in our times, we should be able to see it, we should be able to experience it, and all be a part of that incredible miracle of Achris Hayam.